You're listening to SBS News. When it comes to Australia's economic performance, Chris Bowen says the country has gone backwards.
Australia's gone from an overperformer to an underperformer. Most recent IMF data confirms that between 2013 and 2017, Australia's general government debt as a percentage of GDP has risen by more than 40%. Germany's fell by 20%. New Zealand's declined by 41%. Canada's fell by 5%. The UK and the US have remained relatively stable. You get the picture.
Mr. Bowen wouldn't give specific numbers about the size of his promised surpluses. He stressed that they should be at least 1% of gross domestic product to give Australia a buffer against any potential economic downturns.
Australia needs bigger surpluses sooner than the government is scheduling. We can't afford to let the next 4 years go to waste in efforts for a healthier, safer budget surplus. Accordingly, I can confirm that based on the decisions, budget figures and baselines released by the government last week, Labor will go to the next election, achieving budget balance in the same year as the government, delivering bigger cumulative budget surpluses over forward estimates and substantially bigger surpluses over the 10-year medium term, and that the majority of the savings raised from our revenue measures over the medium term will go towards budget repair and paying down debt.
Liberal MP Craig Kelly has laughed off the promises, reminding Sky News that a federal Labor government has not delivered a budget surplus since 1989.
This idea that Labor are going to deliver a big surplus, really, you know, we get a rolled gold guarantee they're going to deliver the surplus. Look, one thing that Labor seemed to misunderstand is you've also got to grow the economy. You've got to have incentives in there for people to go out and invest and to take risks. It's just not a matter of slicing the pie up and giving one slice to someone else. This is the greatest difference between the Coalition and the Labor Party. There's nothing in that Labor Party whatsoever that will help grow the economy or create any incentive.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.